In his budget address last month, Governor Peter Shumlin stated that he'd like to cut some of the funding to the Community High School of Vermont. The Community High School is a program set up within the Department of Corrections to provide accredited high school instruction to those in Vermont's prison system. Here to tell us a little bit more about the work of the school and how the proposed budget cuts might affect the program are Wilhelmina Picard, Vermont's Director of Corrections Education, and Lisa Menard, Deputy Corrections Commissioner. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Wilhelmina Picard, in a typical day, how many students are attending classes and what are they doing?
In a typical day, we have approximately 550 to 600 enrolled students that are sitting in our classrooms. And they could be doing a number of things. We have basic skills classes. We have regular high school academic classes. We have career and technical education classes. We have welding programs. We have culinary arts programs. We have a number of different things. Our high school doesn't look much different than any other high school that you're in, other than it's in an alternative setting.
Well, and in fact, it's in multiple alternative settings.
Yes, we have 17 campuses throughout the state, one in each of the prison facilities, and we have 9 campuses in the community throughout the state.
And are all of the classes taught in person? Could students do this by sort of teleclassrooms?
The majority of our classes are taught in person with accredited teachers, and we are limited in terms of the technological advances that we can utilize within our prisons. So that limits us to long-distance learning opportunities.
Limited because the technology isn't there? You don't have the funds to have that kind of technology, or for some other reason?
No, limited because of security and operations issues. There's only so much you can have in a prison, mm-hmm. and we have to be very careful about the technology. In the communities, we have in the community campuses, we have a number of students that are taking online classes, that are enrolled in the dual enrollment program. We have some students that participate in their local public schools for classes. So we have a much wider range of opportunities in the community.
And Lisa Menard, in some cases, students are actually kind of required to be involved in this system and be involved in the Community High School of Vermont. Students who are under the age of 23 who are in the prison system, why is that important?
That's important for two reasons. One, it's the law. It's Vermont law that any offender in a facility under 23 is required to have access to education. And it's frankly a best practice as well.
Well, tell me more about that. Why is it something that is a best practice? Why is getting an education and having access to an education important for inmates and for people who are on probation and parole?
Sure. Not just the education, but also the technical certifications that the school now provides are important for our offenders because it will enhance their opportunities for jobs, for higher level jobs than they may have gotten before. And the technical certifications will allow them placement in jobs they may not have had an opportunity to go to before as well.
Wilhelmina Picard, do you have an example of a student who found some success partly from attending the community high school?
Oh, absolutely. I have many examples, but one in particular, we have a gentleman who came to us who he had committed a crime. He had some substance abuse issues, and he had not completed his high school diploma requirements. And he came to the community high school in the facility, and he started with basic academic classes, moved through the technical classes, and then transitioned into a SolidWorks class. And SolidWorks, for those of you that know or don't know, is an advanced AutoCAD program. So through the community high school, he learned the technical aspects of SolidWorks, and then he was able to do an internship right within our prison industries. And he went from an internship into a paid position with Vermont Correctional Industries And once he was released from prison, he continued his education and took the certification, the industry certification for SolidWorks. And he now works for a company in the Northeast Kingdom and is making a very livable wage. I'm a little jealous at times. and that's just one example. You know, we've had numerous success stories of people who, you know, either came to prison and did not have a high school diploma or came to prison with a high school diploma and just didn't have the necessary skills to be successful in the community, whether it was in their living, learning, or working areas. And those are all things that we try to address.
As I mentioned, the governor has suggested cutting the program down and having it in just four of the prisons in Vermont. He hopes that this would save the state up to $2 million. But how would those cuts actually affect the services and the classes that students are getting right now?
Well, that's still in conversation. But I can say that closing the street sites would have an impact on a number of people who have either started with us, you know, in the community and then gone to prison and come back. So that would be a transition. And for some folks, that would be a sharp transition. In terms of what that would mean in the facilities, it will mean that we will just have to be really, really careful about where, how we identify those that need educational services and how they are transported to those facilities. And, you know, it will be a challenge.
Could I add?
Deputy Commissioner Menard.
Just that I think that the number of mandated under 23-year-old students has declined significantly over the years. And I do think that the teachers and the staff of the school have been incredibly creative, incredibly passionate about the work they do, and will continue that work. But it will be... I think probably in a more efficient manner.
But do you think there's a way to do that without harming students and the availability of education for students? There's a RAND study that was published just last year that showed that prison education actually increases the ability for inmates to get work once they've left the prison system and reduces recidivism. So is it short-sighted to try to save $2 million by cutting this program?
I would say no. I think that, as I said, the number of the students, the age range has reduced significantly. We have a much greater aging population. I think it's going to take a lot of clever planning is what it's a lot of coordination and planning to make sure we have the right students in the right places.
Do you think it's short-sighted, Wilhelmina Picard? It's a hard one to answer, I
really
imagine.
Thank you.
You work for the corrections department, but I sense some hesitation.
And my heart is in education.
So how do you fix it? You know, if this happens, how do you make it work for students?
With a lot of creativity. And I'm not sure we're going to be able to fix it for all the students. I think my staff is dedicated and we will definitely do our best. But it will be a challenge.
Well, we'll leave it there. I appreciate both of you being here, telling us a little bit more about what the Community High School of Vermont does and how budget cuts could affect it. The governor has suggested cutting locations for the Community High School, perhaps to save $2 million. Wilhelmina Picard is Vermont's Director of Corrections Education. Lisa Menard is Deputy Corrections Commissioner. Thank you very much.
Thank you.